We are enveloped by our little electronic devices, often not looking up to connect to those immediately around us. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill believes we've lost something in this high-tech age.
In 1956, a film appeared called The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It depicted a planetary invasion of extraterrestrial beings. They arrived as spores, but soon became seed pods. The pods assumed the appearance, memory, and personalities of any sleeping person they were placed next to. We are under siege again, but this time from fubbers. Fubbing refers to persons interacting with their iPhone or other device rather than interacting with human beings therewith. Fubbing has reached epidemic proportions. Fubbers are everywhere. They are so obvious that their ubiquity makes them almost invisible. People increasingly find fubbing hard to resist and soon become fubbors or fubbies. Recently, the Washington Post reported studies on many couples that strain to maintain their love for each other while resisting the allure of their smartphones. Researchers at Baylor University surveyed over 140 people and found that, quote, almost half had been fubbed by their partners. That is, snubbed in favor of checking social media, news, texts on their iPhones. The managing editor of the Week magazine, Tunis Bates, confesses to have been a fubber and a fubby, so he knows firsthand the addiction. Even a phone, when it's not in use, its presence will cause interpersonal problems. Studies reveal that simply leaving the phone out while dining can interfere with your connection to your dining partner, perhaps because their eyes keep flicking at the device for new alerts, suggesting that a phone is more entertaining than one's date. Smartphone information varies widely. It may be anything from the president's tweets to "don't forget the milk." However, it affects our brains like recreational drugs, and we're soon addicted. Statistics are sobering. Average smartphone user checks in about 80 times a day, either on Facebook, Instagram feed, or web links. I did, however, consult Google to find out how many cell phone users there are worldwide. I want to emphasize here that it was my initiative to make the contact and only to fact find. I want the record clear. I am not addicted. As of 2015, there were an estimated 2 billion smartphone users, with the number expected to rise by 12% the next year. I gratefully report that I am immune from this scourge. I'm fortunate by being hopelessly inept with any electronic device. When trying to figure out which icon to tap to retrieve or call a get weather, I behave like the centipede that gets flummoxed trying to decide which leg to put down first. I am a total klutz with a smartphone. I rarely carry one, so right now I remain immune to fubbing. As with other addictive behaviors, confessional stories of personal struggles with fubbing are beginning to emerge, ironically, many on social media. Heather Wilhelm from the National Review writes, "Who amongst us hasn't looked up at least once, smartphone in hand, slightly dazed, only to discover that precious bundles of minutes and hours have somehow slithered by, lost to all eternity, usually in exchange for no discernible enlightenment at all?" She warns adults to limit their kids' smartphone minutes and their own. As with the body snatchers, our humanity is at risk. George Merrill on the shore.